Radio Prague News.
The Transport Workers Union has announced a general strike to take place in June. The head of the National Democratic Party of Germany is said to come to the Czech Republic on Saturday to meet with representatives of the far-right Workers' Party for Social Justice, and the government has approved a proposal for a change in VAT on Wednesday. The Transport Workers Union is preparing a general strike that will affect motorway, railway, and urban public transportation to take place in June. Its president, Lubos Pomajbik, announced the decision on Wednesday, stating that unless the government reaches an agreement with the trade union umbrella organization CMKOS regarding planned reforms in the country's pension, social and healthcare systems, the strike will be held as planned. He added that the exact time of the strike will be kept secret until the last minute. Prime Minister Peter Nečas said he deplored the union's decision and that he would not play into demands for further negotiations regarding the planned reforms. The head of the extremist National Democratic Party of Germany, Udo Voigt, has been invited to the Czech Republic by the Extremist Workers' Party for Social Justice. Its leader, Jiří Štěpánek, said on Wednesday that the visit of Mr. Voigt and his delegation, scheduled for Saturday, is meant to intensify collaboration between both parties. Mr. Voigt made headlines in 2007 when he publicly downplayed the extent of the Holocaust. A number of members of the German NPD have been charged with similar acts of hate speech. The Workers' Party for Social Justice is considered the successor of the far-right Workers' Party, which was banned in February of last year. The government on Wednesday approved a change to the system of value-added tax to take effect in 2013. Under the proposed legislation, the regular 20% VAT and the lower trade VAT of 10% will be replaced by a universal VAT of 17.5%, following a temporary increase of the lower VAT to 14% in 2012. According to the Ministry of Finance, pensioners and low-income households will be most affected by this change. However, both groups will benefit from a change in the pension and welfare law, respectively. The government coalition said this step will be instrumental in financing its large-scale pension reform. Prague police are investigating a recent string of violent attacks in the city's metro system. A police spokeswoman said on Wednesday that Prague police have received a great number of calls from witnesses, which will hopefully lead to the arrest of the perpetrators. According to surveillance camera material, a group of young males is behind the violent attacks. On two separate occasions in late April and early May, the youngsters brutally and without prior provocation beat up victims traveling on their own. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Nice weather with partly cloudy skies is set to continue until the end of this week, with daytime highs of around 25 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Berufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.